It's time once again for Bad Radio Reports, spanning the globe to bring you everything you need to know to survive in our complex and ever-changing world. Ignore it, and you could die.
Unconfirmed.
And now, your Bad Radio Reports correspondents, Bob Sturm, Dan McDowell, and Donovan Lewis.
That's right. He wanted to know, can we do Bad Radio Reports at Rush Peterbilt Truck Center of Dallas outside in the tent where there's still free food available if you want to stop by on Loop 12 south of 183, between 183 and 30, as a matter of fact? The answer is yes. So, here's Bob.
The answer is bueno. Good times. All right. Thank you, Dan. Today's Bad Radio Reports takes us to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Uh-oh.
We're outside of Charlotte. Apparently there is mountains. I guess a ways out there. It's actually Cleveland County in North Carolina.
Aren't they Blue Ridge?
Yeah, and I'm not sure if this
the
is
the ridge
up,
is blue.
Up near Asheville or where this is, but there's mountain people, Dan. In fact, didn't the Unabomber hide in the mountains of North Carolina or something?
Yes. Or was it the guy who...
Or was it the Olympic bomber?
The Olympic bomber, I think, who also bombed, like, an abortion clinic.
Yeah, that's who it was. Anyway, we're all big fans of viral news stories, aren't we? The leprechaun comes to mind. Letarian comes to mind as news stories that have become legendary on our show because...
You argue that Twitter is good? I would say YouTube. A little better.
Oh, YouTube. Way better than Twitter. Without YouTube, there's no reason for Twitter. Twitter just helps you find YouTube better. Anyway, the viral news stories, which are all in our face. Dan, the percentage of hit-to-miss ratio is not real good. For every 100 links we're sent, how many are really gold? But I think I found one over our vacation. There's a couple people sent us the news story of a Bigfoot sighting in Cleveland County, North Carolina. And the story here, to me, is not about Bigfoot.
Well,
we can debate Bigfoot and his actual existence. We can also debate whether or not he has been seen.
He was more Pacific Northwest, as I recall, growing up, right?
Yes. But why is it when...
How would he get from there to North Carolina without being sighted?
Right.
Why is it, I ask you, when Bigfoot or a leprechaun or the Virgin Mary is ever seen, we always are taken by the person that does the scene, you know? It's never just a generic businessman in a tie heading off to his job. Seems like always someone who fascinates us with... Okay, that's interesting you saw Bigfoot, but let's learn more about you in particular.
For some reason, there's... If there's ever home ownership involved, there might be wheels under the home or...
Or maybe a...
not that many square feet involved either.
Or in this case, maybe a cabin up in the mountains where you never really see other humans that often.
Mm.
And Donovan, you'll be happy to hear that he's a white guy.
Good.
Because it seems like nobody cringes more in these viral stories if their particular ethnicity is represented than Donnie.
I wouldn't say that.
And I just want to say to you, Donnie, that there's just as many embarrassing white people walking around our country. Probably way more.
Probably
if
so.
If you consider per capita.
But the only ones reported usually are the brothers. So.
Well, that's because the whites control the media.
Right. Right.
Not in this case. Let's go to the videotape and the man in question. It's really going to help if you could see him, and you may not be able to since this is a radio show, but if you can Google Tim Peeler or the Cleveland County Bigfoot story that has been all the rage in Charlotte over the last several weeks, it would help if you could see what this guy looks like. But here is the audio.
If I can get our internet to work, I'll put it on our YouTube page.
From the news story, Tim Peeler of North Carolina has seen Bigfoot.
Spotted
spotted Bigfoot in Cleveland County, and this isn't the first time. The legend continues. One man in Kayser says he encountered the mythic beast just last week.
You know, it has been years since deputies in Cleveland County have heard stories like this, and new at 11, Ann Sheridan goes in search of the real Bigfoot story.
I tried to call him.
Tim Peeler thought he was calling coyotes.
Instead of them, him.
He got something that frightened even the self-proclaimed mountain man.
This thing was 10 foot tall. He had beautiful hair.
It scared me.
Sergeant Mark Self is a Cleveland County deputy. Didn't see the creature this time.
There was a 8 to 10 foot hairy man looking person.
But remembers the stories of a Sasquatch when he was a kid.
Was killing some animals, breaking in chicken houses, killing chickens.
It's the same M.O. that Tim says he saw for himself. The Sasquatch going after his dogs.
I come out here and rough talked him and run him off.
Got him to leave, called 911, then the creature came back.
And I said, get away from here. Get. And he went right back out that path again.
Deputies filed a suspicious person report, and Tim is still recalling the details.
He looked like he had 6 fingers on each hand.
But even though sworn to serve and protect,
this is just totally blowing my mind that's even brought back up.
Are left manning up, at least for the cameras.
Doesn't bother me now. I don't think there's anything to it.
In Cleveland County, Ann Sheridan, News Channel 36.
By the way, the legend of the Sasquatch has been in Cleveland County since the 1970s. This time, the spotting came into 911 as a suspicious persons report.
What do you think?
Well, you know, this is the first time I've actually heard of the Bigfoot with blonde hair, but it's been so sunny out, you know, and it could have bleached out the hair a bit. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe he found a bottle of peroxide or something.
Possibly. Who knows?
All right.
So, obviously the anchors aren't totally buying the fact that this mountain man, who kind of looks like former wrestling great Hillbilly Jim, I don't know if that helps you, Dan. I'm guessing it doesn't.
No, when you said mountain man, I have a picture in my head, so.
Donovan, you following?
That's probably
I
enough.
Am. Donovan, Hillbilly Jim?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Describe Hillbilly Jim to Dan, please.
He's just like his name. Hillbilly Jim.
Yeah, what would you
picture
think?
Him, and there you go.
Shirtless overalls.
Yeah.
Shirtless overalls,
just
barefoot,
Hillbilly Jim.
And long facial hair that goes about to belly. Down, nice beard going down. But there is Tim Peeler, who has seen Bigfoot. Now, coming up next, we need to debate whether or not there is a Bigfoot that exists, but more importantly, we need to spend some time with Tim Peeler's actual 911 call, Dan, because to make this news story, he had to call the authorities and give them the exact report when he, quote-unquote, rough-talked Bigfoot away from his ranch so that he did not kill his chickens or his dogs. So that's coming up next on Bad Raider Reports. All right, we're doing Bad Raider Reports before we dive back into the sports world in a few minutes. And we are discussing Bigfoot and the fact that no matter how far we go into society, no matter how far things evolve, every couple years, there's still a Bigfoot or a UFO story. Even after all this time, they haven't completely gone away.
Now, as a news editor, Bob, if that came across the desk, no matter how slow of a day it is, are you rolling that out?
Yeah, and I think you roll it out because, much like the leprechaun story, you're not trying to do hard news here. You're trying to probably, A, sort of cover the story, but B, do it completely tongue-in-cheek. So you're kind of making fun of the poor dude that called it in, right? I mean, the hillbilly that calls in Bigfoot, isn't that the story?
Yes,
and
of course.
And someday...
You're just being obvious here.
And
sure.
Someday Bigfoot will really exist, and a hillbilly will call in, and nobody will believe him. Because Bigfoot only presents himself to hillbillies. If Bigfoot would ever show up in a CEO's boardroom, then we would see that Bigfoot is finally discovered and legitimized.
Well, it's like how's the Virgin Mary in a puddle of oil only discovered by Mexican women between 50 and 75 years old?
I don't know, Dan. Do you have an explanation there?
I don't have. I'm asking the questions.
Oh.
These are unanswered questions.
I always thought it was like a potato. Or something like that.
But it's always seen by
the Hispanic.
That's right. The
really
Hispanic
finds
woman.
Jesus in more places than
right.
than we do.
And the UFOs.
They tell us Jesus is everywhere.
The UFO is spotted in quite a few places by quite a few people, it seems, still. Because if you just search UFO on YouTube, you will still find it's out there for some reason, people. Heck, the entire, who was the dude that did the radio show in the middle of the night that was into time traveling?
Art Bell,
Art
right?
Bell, the great Art Bell show was completely based on your UFOs and your time travel and your paranormal, right?
Why
do we want Bigfoot so bad? We're,
well,
we're always looking for the the perfect postman.
I remember this, and I was real little when this would roll on, but I remember like the In Search Of, remember that?
Vaguely. I think I punched out of there as quick as I could.
Well, they used to run the show, and it was Leonard Nimoy was the host. But they would, I would see this same footage, the alleged footage of Bigfoot, the real footage of Bigfoot that we grew up with, or the Loch Ness Monster. And they always have those two photos, and you just kind of look at that, and then you interview some people and all this.
Gotta tell you.
Like, they actually treated it really serious, like there really was a Bigfoot.
That's one I like.
What?
I'm kind of fascinated by the Loch Ness Monster possibilities.
God, me too.
Why?
Because the ocean is so deep. How can you know, Dan?
That's a little Lake Nelly. Is it called Little Lake Nelly?
No. Isn't Loch Ness the coast of Scotland?
Yes.
I thought it was a little lake.
No, I think he can get
out
to the
sea. So you're telling me that you think there could be a Loch Ness? I was about to present this as all these things which we've... And didn't we find out that was a hoax?
Well, hold on. Let me ask you this.
We found out many years later, I thought some people owned up to, it was a hoax, and we did it. We that famous picture, we constructed
it. Well, the picture may be fake. What is your definition of a Loch Ness Monster?
Like a brontosaurus or something that's underneath the water.
Can he breathe fire?
No. He has lasers in his eyes, though.
Well, I think it's a little naive to think we've discovered everything on some level.
Yeah, especially in the sea, because the sea is vast. But
the 10-foot...
The more that we find out that whatever story was thought of as legend or possible for many years, we're kind of uncovering more and more to be bullsh. Like, do people now think that maybe there is a Bigfoot, or do we realize that...
No, I think everybody is laughing at this hillbilly, no?
Well, this guy, but...
Let's get back to this guy, by the way, because we have his 911 call. Now, it goes...
I remember having debates as a kid with my little kid friends on my little fake radio show about... I had a little It's Just Banner going on in my bedroom, perhaps, between innings of Indians games, and wondering, what if there was a Bigfoot? What would he survive on?
I remember
Does he have shelter?
The legendary Musers conversation where they tried to get him as the...
He was like the center of the Mavericks.
The Maverick center back when they were really, really bad. If they could only sign 9-foot Bigfoot to... And, you know, he's got to be domesticated. He's got to listen to coaching. He can't just be out there...
Yeah, he's not going to get dunked on and just kill the guy who
he's
does
just
it.
Be out
he's
there.
9 feet tall, but he plays like he's 10'2".
Yeah. I mean, you just can't have him out there killing chickens and running into the crowd and biting someone's head off and then going back onto the court. You have to be reasonable. He's got to respond to coaching, Dan. He has to be a coachable Sasquatch.
Maybe he'd be able to play the zone a little bit.
So anyway, sorry, DC, that was wrong.
Was it?
So back to North Carolina we go, and this Bigfoot story all started somewhere, and here's where it started. The 911 call that was placed to a real 911 operator. She had to field this call, and she's no doubt filing her nails, working on Sudoku or something, and the 911 light starts blinking, and she has to pick up, and... On the other end is Hillbilly Tim Peeler. Here it is.
Cleveland County 911.
Hello.
Can I help you?
Yes. This is Tim Peeler.
Uh-huh.
You probably have my address.
Yes, sir?
Can you pause it?
Boy, he's called so many times.
I was
going to
say,
man.
That's probably an indication that or, you're dealing with one of these.
Dude, that's why she didn't say a word. May I help you? She probably looked at the address.
Oh, I thought
Lord.
He was sophisticated enough to know that they have the equipment that would read, oh, this phone
okay.
call is coming.
Well, I was saying he was in the town quacks bin, and they
yes.
know that when his phone line rings, here we go again with another Bigfoot.
That's probably the better
assumption. Did he see a dinosaur this time? Or did he there's a vampire in his barn. Okay, go ahead.
What's going on now?
Okay.
This beast is playing. My dogs. I've got five dogs. Bear dogs and hog dogs. And I shine the light on this thing. But I would not shoot it.
Okay, what did it look like?
It looked like a giant ape with a man's face. But I was afraid to kill it. And it made a whistling sound. But I just wanted y'all to know I have not shot one or killed one.
Okay, was there more than one or just the one?
Just the one.
Okay.
He was about 9-10 foot tall. With real long arms. And I've had experiences with them before in the deer stand. But this one, somehow, I go out there, he gets gone. Then I come back in the house, and he gets back there again. And my dogs are just raising heck. So I go back out there with my gun and my spotlight. And he goes back into the woods. And then I bring my gun and spotlight in. About 10 more minutes, he does the same thing again.
Pause it. So this person exists, this person calling.
Yes. Yeah, he's now an internet celebrity along with the leprechaun guy.
And he owns guns.
Yeah.
How drunk is he? How much moonshine?
We're all for freedom of everybody to own a gun and all that kind of stuff.
How many jugs with the three X's
with
on
the three
it?
X's? Yeah, yeah.
Has he devoured right?
No doubt.
Right before that call,
he's into moonshine.
How many meth labs does he have out back?
God, isn't this awesome? This guy really exists.
And the 911 operator,
a GBL guest,
who's received about 20 of his calls in the last month, just sitting there listening to that.
Well, what's going on now out there?
He's rambled on for 2 minutes and she hasn't said a word.
Right.
I guess it's not that much
well,
of an emergency.
She's too busy gathering everyone over.
Put it on speaker.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, probably legally, she has to treat it.
Well,
seriously,
she hasn't
right?
said anything. Okay, you would.
Well, she's saying, what does it look like? Yeah, I mean, she's questioning him.
9 feet, 10 feet tall. He looks like a giant ape. But
so he gave his name.
I wonder
if any radio shows have booked this young man.
Boy, I don't know. By the way, the ticket has learned that Loch is Scottish for lake, so it is not part of the sea. And you're right. But a very deep lake.
Okay. I can't believe you're like into the Loch Ness Monster.
I was fascinated with the Loch Ness Monster as a kid. I'm not
okay,
gonna lie.
Yes, as a kid, and I also.
Well,
what
do you think? I did a
discussion.
Candlelight vigil last night for.
Well,
him or something?
I'm just saying you acted as if I threw Loch Ness in with Bigfoot, and you were like, whoa.
One's a hoax.
Loch Ness thing is real. That's right.
I just want to hold on to the possibility that somewhere out there.
But as a kid, you were fascinated.
You didn't go to Cabo on your vacation. You went to Scotland, didn't you, Bob?
And that Nessie is our underwater ally and not our enemy.
Nessie.
Okay, it's not all about Napoleon Dynamite.
I like your thinking.
Thank you. Thank you.
How much is left?
Let's continue with another minute or two of this.
So it came through more than one.
No, it's one. One big one. Would I get in any trouble if I shot and killed this beast, this animal, or whatever it is? Would I get in any trouble?
I can't answer that question.
Yeah, well, that's the way I am.
All right, pause. See, that's one of the problems with our legal system. There is not a hotline where you can call and go over scenarios. Like, let's say there's a Bigfoot in my backyard. Am I allowed to kill him, or will I be...
And he cares enough, he doesn't want to get in trouble.
Will I be ticketed?
He wants to be a law-abiding citizen.
Right, and is it just a fine?
Is it murder?
Right. Right.
But if he were to kill...
Like a bear, I think.
Like a bear, yeah, it'd be fine. But what if it's a bear with a man's face?
Right.
That's This is a slippery slope.
What if it's
illegal?
What if it's a minotaur that rides onto your?
Maybe he should call Saul.
Half horse, half human.
So he just wants to know. That's pretty smart of him.
Yeah, legally.
Being so drunk, he wanted to know if he's going.
I don't think he's drunk
at all.
To
prison.
We need legal rulings on
the rest of his life. Now look, when he comes back, can I shoot him in the head?
All right, here's the end.
By now, everything's calm.
Okay.
But I was just trying to keep y'all informed to extract some information.
Okay.
I'm a bear hunter and a hog hunter.
No way.
A hog
hunter?
I've got
bear dogs, hog dogs. This thing, some reason, tonight.
I don't mean to stereotype all hog hunters, but...
I thought he said hog owner.
No, bear hunter, hog hunter.
Hog hunter,
all
right.
Yeah, again, not to stereotype all hog hunters, but just so you know, I do kind of see that whole group as this guy.
Let me ask you this. Do you think
maybe I am stereotyping.
Do you think this guy knows about... how you can put Netflix on your Wii?
And do you think he's all caught up with
HD quality documentaries?
Will LeBron jilt Cleveland? Do you think he's worried about that tonight? Like, what's on his agenda of things he's really concerned about in the world?
TC, can you book this guy by tomorrow?
I'm working real hard. I got a phone number.
You got a phone number for Tim Peeler?
No. I got a phone number for someone who might have a phone number
for North Carolina.
Yeah,
I have 911.
Wow, I'll just call that.
If you get Tim Peeler, you are our new executive producer, and Tom has to answer to you.
Didn't he give his address and his name?
He gave his name, but not his address.
I think he just said, you have my
address. Yeah, you have my address. You have all my vitals.
911, it's me.
Yeah,
it's me again. Hey, saw another Bigfoot.
But they answer the phone. Hey, Tim.
So there, kids, is Bad Radio Reports.